Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Vermont state labeling law is scheduled to go into effect on July 1, which has presented the deadline for something to be done legislatively through Congress before that time frame. Unfortunately, at this point, there has not been a final compromise reached in the Senate, and with the House scheduled to be out next week in recess, it's looking less and less likely that a federal legislative solution to this issue will be reached and implemented prior to the July 1 date.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And the focus of that hearing is on ensuring that EPA uses sound science in their regulations, which is an issue that the National Cotton Council and others in the agricultural community have been increasingly pointing out in recent months, areas where we believe EPA is going well beyond what the science would dictate they should do when it comes to pesticide regulation. So we're hopeful that a number of those issues will be highlighted with Administrator McCarthy at that hearing.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Both the House and Senate Appropriations Committees approved their versions of the Interior EPA funding bill for the upcoming fiscal year, and both bills included language to prevent EPA from implementing or enforcing the Waters of the U.S. regulation, which currently is being held up through the court system where a nationwide stay has been implemented regarding that regulation. And we expect the EPA funding bill that includes this prohibition language to come to the House floor the first week of July when they return from their recess.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
EPA is currently reviewing the registration of aldecarb, an important pesticide that is used in cotton production, and the council will be submitting comments next week to EPA in support of that registration, and we're encouraging all of our producer interest organizations to submit supportive comments as well. Those comments are due June 27th.